Welcome to the second hour of First Edition here on WEAA 88.9. I'm Sean Yose, your host. Thank you for joining us for our second hour. Support for WEAA is provided by Rivet Radio. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at First Edition 88.9, and don't forget to like and follow us on Facebook at First Edition on WEAA 88.9 FM. Go to WEAA.org on our homepage for the latest podcast of First Edition, or subscribe to our iTunes podcast, First Edition. Also, hit me on my personal Twitter account. The tag is at Sean Yose. That's my name, S-E-A-N-Y-O-E-S. Or go to my Facebook page if you have information, insight, or breaking news you want to share with me. I'll share it with the people unless you ask me not to, and of course, I won't. Later on in this second hour, it is the infamous, the notorious NWA Sports Report with all the usual suspects: Uncle Perry, El Crawfo, Dr. Dre, Claudette, Gravante, maybe? We'll see. That's all coming up in a little bit later in this second hour. You don't want to miss it, of course. But before we get to sports, really interested to talk to this young lady who has written a book that it could be great help to a lot of people. And the book is simply titled, Where Do I Start? 10 PR Questions and Answers to Guide Self-Published Authors. This is something that's needed. The author is in the studio with me. She is Sherry Woods. Sherry Woods, welcome back to First Edition.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah. So when you first asked me, when you first talked to me about this book, it just took me back immediately to when I was first breaking into the game. Just as a journalist, as a storyteller. And I just thought, wow, this is something, this is like, feels like it could be a secular Bible, for lack of a better term, for people who are trying to get their story, get their story out there. So you go ahead and tell me why you wrote it. But I mean, like I said, that was the thing that really kind of jumped out at me when you first started talking to me about it.
Well, you know, I became an author, an official author, published poet in 2013, and I'm a member of a writing organization, Black Writers Guild, and it turns out I was the only PR professional in the group. And it came to everyone's attention that I was a PR professional. And from that day on, there was a constant lineup of authors asking me questions, giving me feedback on their experiences with publicists, asking what they should do to help get their book out there. There was just this continuous line of questioning. And so about 3 years ago, I actually put together a short workshop, and the group was just really excited about it, but they wanted more. They said, do you have a handout? When are you going to write a book about this? And so this constant, when are you going to write a book, kept coming, and I realized, you know what? I need to write this book.
Exactly.
So here it is.
So and I want to thank you for being gracious enough for asking me to do a little blurb for your book. I'm going to read directly from it because this sums it up. This kind of sums it up. Sherry Woods' lucid instruction based on her professional experience makes her book a surefire hit for anyone aspiring to publish their own work. Her advice is pragmatic and linear. It cuts to the chase. And what I actually said in the longer narrative was that it reminded me of a book by a man named Sid Field, who wrote a book called Screenplay, which is it's the consensus Bible of screenplay writing for Hollywood or anyone who is aspiring to get into the business. And this is what that reminds me of, because it's like you read it, but it's a workbook also.
Yes, it is.
So tell me how you came to formalize how you put it together in the first place, because it's so pragmatic and it's so just durable to actually do the work that you need to do in order to get what you need to get.
Well, Sean, to tell you the truth, I am actually just a very pragmatic person.
Okay.
And I do tend to be very analytical as well. And I did my research. I mean, this is not the only book out there on publicity for self-published authors or for authors in general. There are several other books. But I know authors, and I know myself, and oftentimes when you're an author, to spend time reading a book to get information on how to do PR for your book is not something that a lot of authors will do. So I knew that there were really key questions, particularly for new authors, that they really wanted answers to really quickly. And once they got those answers, then they could go on and do the research So I spent time, I reviewed a lot of the questions that I was asked. I asked authors to give their input. I did some research online, and then I pulled together 10 of the most frequently asked questions for authors. And so I did it in the question and answer format because I knew then that authors would read this book and actually get something from it. And then I added the work pages, sort of the guide pages, so authors could make notes as they went along. And this book could be something that they would carry in their handbags or their bags just to have as a handy resource. So it was very intentional in terms of how I formatted the book and the size of the book as well.
Like I said, it's a workbook. I mean, it's literally a workbook. I mean, you work in it. You're going to get work because of it. And to me, it's brilliant, the construct of it. So let's talk about the different steps, the different chapters you have here. Like I said, it's just laid out pretty straightforward. Why did you write your book? I mean, that, you know, people don't realize that sometimes you just have to ask the most essential question. I remember when as a journalist coming into the game, I would get writer's block, and I literally would stop and say, "Okay, what are you trying to say?
Right.
What are you trying to say?" And I think that is perfectly applicable to what you're saying right here. Why did you write the book? I think people get lost sometimes as far as, you know, speak
yes,
to that.
Yes, they
a little
do.
Bit.
This is such a key question, and for some people it may seem like such a basic question, but one of the challenges that I notice with new authors is their reason for writing the book. They're not clear on that. And so there's where the confusion starts. So in the research and in my experience with authors, because I do have a few authors as clients, there are three most common reasons that authors write books. One, they just have something to say. Two, a source of income. And three, they want to establish a brand or they want to solidify an existing brand. One of the challenges and one of the main areas of confusion for authors, oftentimes authors start out, particularly self-published authors, you know what? I just want to write a book. And so they write the book. And then maybe the book sell the book to 10 friends or family members or colleagues. And all of a sudden it's 25 books and 30 books. And then it hits them, I could make money selling this book. And so now they see the book as a source of income. Now, when you switch from, I just have something to say, to your book as a source of income, that's a very different book.
Yeah.
Because then if you're looking at your book as a source of income, it becomes a business.
Right.
And then I want to know, was your book edited by a professional content editor? Is your book formatted correctly? What is your book cover? Is your book cover professionally designed? Did you copyright your book? Do you have an ISBN number? Because when you go from I have something to say to I want this book to be a source of income, you've now elevated the expectations of your book. And oftentimes that's where authors kind of get confused and they get disappointed because then the critique begins because now this is a source of income.
I want to talk about chapter 4 and chapter 5. You alluded to what is your brand, but let's talk about 4 first. How do you build an author platform? Explain that for us. Unpack that a bit.
An author platform. So when you think of your platform, a platform is a base. It's your supporting base.
Right.
So when you refer to an author platform, what is your credibility based on? So I ask my authors, tell me about your credentials. So if I'm writing about, for instance, in my case, if I'm writing about public relations, what gives me the expertise to write about public relations? Well, I've worked in the field 15 years. I've worked in 2 countries and 3 cities. So I have those credentials. I've also studied public relations. However, if you don't have those educational credentials or experience credentials, perhaps you have been blogging about this topic for a long time and you have a really large following, or your Facebook page, you have over 600 people and your main topic is public relations, or you're on LinkedIn and you have a strong following for public relations, or your Twitter feed, you have a strong following. So those are the things that establish your base. And your base becomes even more important because oftentimes self-published authors can become traditionally published authors. And those are the things that the traditional publishers look at, or agents who might be out here looking for new author clients. They look at those things that establish your platform, which give you credibility as an author that can become an author whose book is a source of income.
Right, right, right. So what is your brand? I mean, how do you, I mean, the word brand or the term brand, I don't, it's, that's a recent phenomenon.
It really is.
I think we've called it other things in the past,
yes.
But now this term, what is your brand, is a ubiquitous thing.
First time,
you know, the first time, I'm going to tell you, the first time that I really heard it and I had to say, what is she talking about? Kim Kardashian.
She said,
I like to work on my brand, but I'm like, what is she talking about? And then it clicked. Wow, that is, I get it. But talk about that. How do you help an author, guide them through the process of developing what their brand actually is?
Well, particularly for a new author, that's such a, as you said, a ubiquitous question or a ubiquitous term. So your brand can be as simple as this. So for every item that is related to my book, I'm choosing the colors yellow and blue. So my book cover, that will be the primary color on my book cover. That will be the color on my Twitter page. That will be the color on my Facebook page. If I'm giving away marketing collateral, such as bookmarks, that will be the primary color. So then when I think of Susan Smith and her book, you know what? Her books always have yellow and blue on their covers. That's your brand. Mm-hmm. It can be as simple as that. It could be that Stephen King, for instance, usually on his book covers, we see a scary image. And then most of his books at the top of the cover page are his name in all caps. And there's a specific font that he uses. So when you pick up a Stephen King book, you typically know it's a Stephen King book. You know that you're going to see something scary, and he's got his name across the top. Terry McMillan has a brand. When you look at the names of her books, you know, Waiting to Exhale, Mama, Disappearing Acts, you know that you're going to get a certain, it's sort of a contemporary name. She typically writes contemporary fiction with a female African-American as the protagonist. Her writing style is similar. You know what you're getting when you're buying a Terry McMillan book. So that's the key. Your brand is what is fulfilling the expectations that your readership has. So with Kim Kardashian, we kind of know it's going to be.
You know what you're going to get.
I think we pretty much know what her brand is.
I mean, it's like Coca-Cola. I mean, that is the most, you know, famous, maybe the most famous brand of all, or one
exactly.
of the most famous brands
exactly.
of all. And I guess the goal of an author is to, ultimately, the ultimate goal would be to become that famous or as famous as possible
exactly.
so that you know exactly what you're going to get every time that author comes
right.
out.
Right. So when my book comes out, if you like my brand, you're just going to automatically buy my book. And, you know, it's going to go on your shelf. You'll read it when you read it. But you know what? You like Sherry Wood's brand, so you're just going to buy her book.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, like I said, I think this is, it's just a great idea, and I need practical stuff in my life, because I've got so many things going on. I need something that's going to cut to the chase and get to the point right away.
Exactly.
And I think that is the greatest gift that this book is. It gets to the point, it cuts to the chase, and it helps I understand how it feels to have something to say and not know exactly how to do it. And for all those people who are in that boat, item number one, this is what I say they should get. The book is called Where Do I Start? 10 PR Questions and Answers to Guide Self-Published Authors. And the author is Sherry Woods, publicist and author Sherry Woods. Sherry, it's...
And Sean, just before we end,
how can you get the book? Exactly. Yes.
You can
get the
book on Amazon and CrateSpace and on my website, eclecticpr.com. And that's ECLECTIC. I also just want to mention that I've got a workshop coming up on Saturday, March 26th. It's going to kind of follow some of the rules and some of the advice in the book. It's called Promoting Your Own Book for Published Authors. So authors, if you've had a book out for about a year and you're stuck, and you want some PR tips, this is the workshop for you. Early bird registration ends tomorrow, March 11th, but you can register until March 22nd. And again, you can do that at eclecticpr.com or just do a search on Google for Sherry Woods and you'll find that workshop.
Is it online or is it?
It's online.
Okay. All right. Very good. Sherry Woods, author and publicist, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, NWA Sports Report. Stay tuned.